This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarik. The impact of the government shutdown may find its way to your dinner table. As Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports, furloughs will force changes in food inspections.
You can rest assured that even with the shutdown, all of the meat, poultry, and eggs you buy at the grocery store will be inspected as usual by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But that's not necessarily the case for foods like cheese, produce, and boxes of cereal. Inspections for these products fall under the purview of the Food and Drug Administration, which had to furlough nearly half of its staff on Tuesday. Food safety researcher Londa Nawarike says that means fewer inspections of these foods.
It shouldn't be a huge impact on public health in terms of food safety, but you know, it's not good.
The shutdown is also triggering the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to furlough 68% of its staff. This could have a major impact on food safety because there will be fewer staff members to identify and respond to foodborne disease outbreaks.
Part of me hopes that the shutdown won't last very long, and then there won't be that much of a impact. But if it lasts a long time, and you know, if it unfortunately coincides with having a foodborne disease outbreak, then that's a bigger problem.
State public health departments should be working as normal, but federal investigators won't do in-depth research linking outbreaks across state lines during the shutdown. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
A joint House Senate committee heard testimony Tuesday on the effects of Missouri school transfer law, which allows students from unaccredited K-12 schools to transfer to nearby accredited districts. Marshall Griffin has details.
The 5.5-hour hearing kicked off with DESE Commissioner Chris Nicastro telling the committee of the dire situation facing the state's unaccredited school districts.
The costs are simply unsustainable for sending districts. We believe that it will be impossible for a sending district to continue to pay tuition under the current calculation and survive financially.
Nicastro says over 2,600 students have transferred from Normandy and Riverview Gardens to nearby schools in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. And that number could greatly expand pending the outcome of a lawsuit that's delayed transfers from Kansas City's unaccredited school district. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the lawsuit delaying the student transfer law's implementation in Kansas City will be heard today by the Missouri Supreme Court. Baseball fans arriving in St. Louis for the start of the playoffs this week can scratch off one potential side visit, the Gateway Arch. The partial federal government shutdown that began Tuesday idled many offices and facilities nationwide. Among them was the Arch, the 630-foot-tall monument to westward expansion in the St. Louis riverfront. The Arch draws about 4 million tourists every year, making it Missouri's largest tourist attraction, excluding casinos. Many other government-run facilities and offices around the state are closed, too, including Army Corps of Engineers-operated campgrounds, boat ramps, and visitor centers. Missouri's 102-year-old state fairgrounds will be getting $2.2 million in infrastructure improvements. Governor Jay Nixon announced the upgrades at the nearly 400-acre fairgrounds in Sedalia. The work will focus on the stormwater management system to tackle leaks and improve drainage, partly by repairing and replacing pipes throughout the site. The improvements also will address connections between the fairgrounds and Sedalia's stormwater system. The Missouri State Fair takes place each August, but other events take place there throughout the year. The government shutdown continues to affect Missouri organizations today. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City District closed Corps-operated campgrounds and day-use parks across the state due to the shutdown. The closing also affects facilities at the Corps' 18 lake projects across the state, including those in central Missouri. District spokesperson David Kolarik says the Corps is doing its best to deal with the closures and hopes it can return to serving the public soon.
We're just basically going with an orderly shutdown. I mean, based on the guidance that we've been given. We are, you know, managing our operations, our day-to-day operations, based on the guidance that we've received from above. And we just really hope that we get this resolved soon so that we can go back to serving the public.
Kolarik also says all campers on Corps campground prior to the shutdown must vacate by 8 tonight, and all activities essential to national security and safety will continue to operate regularly. The Corps' dams and hydropower plant will remain unaffected by the shutdown. A state health program has received a one-year extension from the federal government to continue offering Medicaid coverage to poor residents in St. Louis. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Missouri's Gateway to Better Health pilot program earned the extension from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The program helps provide some insurance coverage to more than 22,000 uninsured patients until the federal state Medicaid program for the poor is expanded in Missouri. State lawmakers have consistently opposed such efforts, but are again discussing possible Medicaid expansion. The St. Louis-based Grace Hill Community Health Centers will receive an additional $30 million in federal money. Before the extension, the Gateway program was scheduled to expire on December 31st. Missouri Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is moving toward a possible congressional race. The Southeast Missourian reported Tuesday that Kinder has formed a congressional exploratory committee for the 8th Congressional District. He says the committee's purpose is to forecast support for his potential candidacy. Kinder is serving his third term as Lieutenant Governor. Republican Jason Smith of Salem currently represents the 8th Congressional District. Smith beat out Kinder and several others earlier this year for the Republican nomination to replace U.S. Representative Joanne Emerson after she resigned. Smith was picked by an 84-person committee of local Republican leaders. Missouri's 8th Congressional District appears on the 2014 ballot. Missouri's school transfer law is financially threatening the state's three unaccredited school districts, according to testimony heard Tuesday at the state capitol. Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro told the Joint Legislative Committee on Education that unaccredited school districts won't be able to continue paying tuition for students who leave. She says the situation is especially dire for Normandy schools in St. Louis County. Nicastro has requested more funding for Normandy to get through the current school year. She also offered some recommendations to the Joint House-Senate Committee. They include passing legislation that would revoke the student transfer law. Committee members are expected to adopt recommendations before the start of next year's legislative session. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.